Dean of the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada, present in Carson City.
Dave Noble.
And on the phone?
Rebecca Wagner.
And I'm Melinda Burton-Shaw in Las Vegas. Item 1A is time for comments from the general public on topics that pertain to items on this agenda. Are there any members of the public that wish to make a statement in Carson City?
No one is coming forward.
Anyone in Las Vegas? I have a card from Mr. Fazio, but it shows closing public comment. Is that correct? Okay. All righty. Item 2A, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Chairman. The Internal Selection Committee has completed the interview process for the position of General Counsel and recommends for your consideration today Carolyn Lina Tanner. The decision by the committee was unanimous, given Ms. Tanner's nearly 20 years of legal experience, to include regulatory, administrative law, employment law, and open meeting law, in addition to litigation, legislative, and supervisory experience. Ms. Tanner possesses the necessary qualifications, experience, knowledge, and skills to succeed as the Commission's General Counsel, and we believe this opportunity would be complementary to her current skill set. If this recommendation meets with your approval today, I would recommend a start date of on or around August the 12th, given Ms. Cohen's last day of August the 9th. And I would also recommend that Ms. Tanner be paid at the maximum salary level for the position. You have been provided a copy of Ms. Tanner's resume, her responses to the supplemental questionnaire, as well as her writing sample. And I am available to answer any questions the Commission may have.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Any questions or comments?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay. Then I would move we accept the Internal Selection Committee's recommendation of Carolyn Lina Tanner, accept the Executive Director's salary recommendation, and the start date and issue, well, I don't think we have to issue an order, but.
Maybe that could be Ms. Tanner's first job, is to write an order starting her position and her salary. I'll second your motion.
Concur.
Okay. All right, Ms. Jackson, item 2B.
I have nothing further, Chairman. Thank you.
All righty. Item 3A is time for public comment once again. Are there any persons in Carson City?
No one is coming forward.
And I think we have one card in Las Vegas, Mr. Fazio. And while you're coming to this to sit, let me read the script I have. Commission welcomes comment from all persons. Please recognize the Commission receives evidence through a formal process. Hearings or investigations. Do we have a list for administrative agendas?
Yes.
Okay. The hearings or investigations that would be discussed.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wouldn't be. I'm sorry. We don't need that part because you're not actually voting on anything you've had a hearing on. Right.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. DePazio.
Commissioner, I think I can regurgitate your whole little summary from the amount of times I've been here. I just like to ask that when you open up the docket for the commercial opt-out, if you would please also have them do a opt-out list or delay list like we had. Upon information and belief, about 90% of the commercial accounts have been switched over. So for those who still haven't, if you would consider doing the same thing that you allowed the residential, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fazio. Anyone else in Las Vegas? No one is coming forward. We're adjourned.